Christians are called to walk with Jesus. So why not begin, or continue, that journey in the most obvious way? By taking it to the streets. That simple idea is at the core of an invitation to all residents to join in the rapidly approaching Milton Christmas Prayer Walk, which aims to promote unity and celebration among the town's many churches. We want to pray for the people of Milton who God has brought here. We want them to know the love of God, the Prince of Peace, said co-organizer Matt Timpson of Milton Bible Church, calling on inspiration from the message found in Isaiah chapter 9. Set for Friday, December 20th, from 7 to 8:30 p.m., the first-time event will see participants gather at five different locations across the community, including Bristol District Park, Thompson Road and Louis St. Laurent, at Gazebo, Victoria Park, beside Town Hall at Mary Street and Bell Street, at Gazebo, Halloway Park, Scott Boulevard and Huntingford Gate Street, Peter Catholic Elementary School, Dixon Drive and Pearson Way, Optimist Park, Saveline Boulevard and Merkley Gate, beside Lumen Christi Catholic Elementary School. The walk will begin and end at these designated sites, with local leaders handing out prayer prompt cards as friendly suggestions. Co-organizer Curtis Miles stressed that while a half dozen churches are on board to steward the vision, parishioners from any church are welcome, as are those who don't attend any place of worship. We want to come together for a single mission, he said, adding that registration is encouraged, for a rough headcount, but not required. It's a great way to meet other Christians, and for some it's about combating the loneliness of the season. Recognizing it's very close to Christmas and an outdoor event, organizers are cautiously optimistic when it comes to the projected turnout, believing that connection is as important as the overall numbers. With that in mind, participants are encouraged to consider joining a group outside their own church ranks. Once walkers are gathered at each site, participants will break into smaller groups to head out for a little winter worship time, be that of the quiet or vocal variety. Said Timpson, "We understand not everyone is comfortable praying out loud, and that's fine." The prayer walk continues an informal mission forged under the recently launched Milton Church Venture, which strives to foster relationships among all Milton Christians, including those just starting out on their faith journey. Included under the vision was this fall's 24-hour prayer service at Southside at Main and the third annual Cross Church Christmas Caroling in the downtown core set for Sunday, December 15 at 2 p.m. starting at Grace Anglican Church, 317 Main Street. Part of the theme is that we're not just what happens at our local churches on Sundays, that we're one church in Milton. We take that seriously, said Miles.